Hello. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 40-something. I am Jeff.
And I'm Brandon.
So we're not really sure what episode this is. 40, mid-40s maybe.
Yeah, which completely doesn't interest me at all, so I don't even care.
After a while, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in their 40s now they have grandkids. So.
What about Jennifer Aniston?
Well, I think she is a vampire, so age doesn't matter to her.
All right.
She's going to look the same when she's 100. She probably already is. We just don't know it.
You're not drinking on anything tonight.
I'm not. I'm on the motorcycle and cup holder doesn't exist.
Right.
And my backpack is full of Crown Royal, so and I don't want to drink it because it's not for me. One of the guys at the shop, actually the service manager up at the dealership did a little favor for me for my motorcycle, so he didn't charge me, so I'm paying him in Canadian whiskey, as you know, any normal person would.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to make those guys happy because they're the ones that are in control of stuff, making things work. So keep them on my side. Salespeople, couldn't care less, really. Parts people, I'm still friends with them, but I want to be good friends with the service people.
Right.
Because that's the expensive part. Awesome. So, yeah, I'm just sucking on saliva over here.
What do you have for tonight?
I've just got a couple lists of ones that it's labeled as a shout out to a certain group of people. And then I've got a list of some survival techniques encountering certain animals in the wild.
All right.
So that's good. And then just some random banter. So.
Okay, I've got an open letter about a bitch I don't like.
Yeah.
I've got a story that happened at work about a thief that's pretty awesome.
Okay. All
right. And
the story's awesome or the thief is awesome?
The story.
Okay, gotcha.
Thief not so much. And guess what I have? A romance novel.
Oh, wow.
Haven't done one of those in a while.
I know. I've already got a boner.
Yeah. So, why don't you start off with one of your list?
Okay, let's see. I don't know if I want to do the shout-out at the end to kind of wrap it up. At least wrap up my portion of it. So, I think I'll do list of survival techniques.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this.
Yeah, so okay, there it goes. I couldn't get the full thing in frame. Okay, so this is kind of how to survive various animal attacks. So bears roll into a ball and start rolling towards it threateningly. Right? Because that's isn't that what they do? So why not do it back? Fight fire with fire. Sharks, boop it on the nose.
Did she say boop?
Boop, yeah. And if that doesn't work, boop it in the dick. That would shut me down. Wolves, throw a stick or something, or tell it to sit. Not sure, I've never actually seen a wolf, so.
Isn't that dog Cornell's family had for a while, wouldn't it, part wolf?
Chopper, yeah. Never got attacked by it, though, so. Geese, in that case, your time has come, and there is no way out.
That's true.
Wasps, according to this chart, apparently this wasp is the size of a goose, so you're pretty much screwed.
All right.
Yeah. Snake, according to Disney's Robin Hood, just turn it into a balloon. Piece of cake. It doesn't say which end to blow in. I think the mouth end, I think.
Let's hope so.
Spiders, just set everything on fire. Everything, even yourself.
Yeah.
I encountered one in the shower today, and I spent literally probably 6 minutes trying to splash water on it to get it to go down the drain. Like a manly man. Crocodiles, fill it with clocks. Captain Hook does this and survives for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And then lastly, cats. In extreme situations, cats can be punted up to 20 meters. So
That's one I wouldn't need to be attacked by.
Just come across one, I guess. So there you go. Now you know. Knowing, what is it?
It's half the battle.
I was thinking of something else. The more you know. Little star graphic. Oh, well. There you go. Right now, on to ridiculous stuff that's non-educational, right?
Yeah. Oh, do you want me to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
I will do.
I was just queuing up my next thing. There it is.
Okay, I've got two things, actually. So this black guy got caught stealing.
Racist.
Well, he was black. And one of my buddies is the secret shopper.
Right.
Grant. So they're taking him to the back, and the guy just breaks for it.
Nice.
And, like, they're chasing after him. He's trying to get to the front door. And Grant's a big guy, but he's quick and fast. Like,
right.
One of those guys you wouldn't think, but he is.
Like an offensive lineman.
Just tackles him.
Yes.
And it's on camera.
Nice.
I mean, it's badass. And then there's a couple off-duty police officers that were there.
Fantastic.
And there were like five people piled on this guy.
Yes.
And he was like, I can't breathe. And I was like, how are you talking?
Yeah, exactly.
But it is so funny. We watched it on camera probably 10 times. I mean, he just lays them out.
Should submit that to like TMZ or something. I don't know.
And the guy, he was, his shoes fell off. He knocked like a bunch of shit over trying to get out.
His shoes fell off?
Yeah, he didn't have a shirt on.
Nice. Wow.
It was absolutely amazing.
Ugh, I love that. I love it.
Oh, it was so funny.
Justice. Justice. That is a good story.
And he didn't like hit him straight on. He tackled him from the back.
Wrapped him, yeah.
Oh, man. It was so funny.
Oh. Wow. I love stories like that.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Right? Well, there you go.
He'll, justice.
That guy will probably get out of whatever. He'll get a fine and then he'll go rob some other place.
No, this is like, he's got like four felonies.
He's got a rap list.
Yeah, he's actually in the Hoover Crips. He had gang signs.
Nice. They should just hang him.
Yeah, I told Grant, I was like, dude, you better come shoot you.
Right? Don't wear certain colors. Yeah. Certain teams or whatever.
Don't wear red. Okay, and this was one of the funnier things that has happened in a while. Okay, so me and this guy named Joe, we always tell each other really fucked up bad jokes.
Right, right. Yeah. You're going to go to hell, right?
Right. And there's this gay dude that works in receiving. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, he's flaming.
Okay,
bad.
Yeah.
I guess Joey didn't realize he was gay.
Oh, man.
So Joey goes up to him and tells him this joke. He goes, what's similar between a gay dude giving a blowjob and Crocs? He said, well, it feels great until you look down and realize you're a fag.
No,
it gets better.
Wow.
So another guy's like, man, I can't believe you said that joke to him. And in all seriousness, Joey goes, what, does he wear Crocs?
Wow. The joke's on Joey.
Man, I laughed for about 5 minutes. That shit was so funny.
Maybe Joey's in the closet. Can be.
Joey's a big fan of the show.
Awesome. Hey, Joey, are you in the closet? You want to meet our friend Cordell?
I mean, the first part was funny, but what does he wear? Yeah. Crocs. That just sent me over. Right. Right there.
Right. Fantastic. Well done, Joey.
All right. Your next whatever.
Joey, I hope you're not wearing Crocs while you're listening to this.
Or giving a dude a BJ.
Or giving, yeah. Or all of the above. I did find something else educational. Maybe this is the educational show. This is kind of for all you science geeks out there. These are some things that, in case you're using your microscope, because who doesn't? Especially, right. Especially when you're sitting at home, you're just using your microscope, or at the lab using your microscope, or wherever. So number one, you wanna look in the eyepiece and adjust the knobs for a few seconds, and then look up and say, this is much clearer. And then two, start pretending you can see something. Say things like, yes, I certainly see something now. I'm glad it's not just a blurry gray blob.
Because that's sure what I did in school.
Three, ignore the headache you're getting. Just close your eyes if it hurts too much. No one will know. Four, turn your notes and say to your lab partner, indeed, I can definitely see a whole lot of science. Microscopes are easy to use. There's definitely a lot I see clearly here. Five, jot something down, turn to your microscope and say, amazing, this thing I can see clearly is fascinating and completely visible. What a discovery. Hand the microscope to your partner and copy down whatever they write.
Exactly.
There you go, kids. It is finals season, so a little more education for you there. There you go. Now, go pass your finals, kids. We have a lot of kids that listen to the show, right?
At least 8 and above.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, which do you want me to do next, the open letter or the romance novel?
Do the romance novel. I don't have to walk out of here with a boner if you save that till the end.
Right. All right, here we go. It's going to be difficult for me even to read.
Don't worry, I'll maintain eye contact, so it'll keep you relaxed.
As she licks the taint like it's a popsicle melting in the summer, he moans like Oprah when she sees cake. He starts rubbing around her asshole like a DJ at a house party. Their bodies sweat like Hillary Clinton trying to figure out how to hide her penis. He thinks about putting the native in her hut because she has the best penis fly trap he's ever seen.
Hold on, I gotta write that line down.
When she starts rubbing his whore thermometer, He can't help but think, man, if only my sister were here, she'd learn how it's done. Then his womb ferret gently goes into the... gently goes into the yawning hippo.
Wow.
She screams, clean my pool, you bitch. The ecstasy that follows has the heat of a kernel right out of the microwave that didn't pop like the rest of your bag of popcorn. As their hearts beat like a drum, the female has a heart attack and dies, and the guy finishes up before he calls 911.
Necrophilia, better late than never.
Dude, the yawning hippo just killed me.
It's worse because I imagine like those two, you know, teeth on the top and two huge teeth on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, sans the teeth.
Yeah. Which apparently they're calling smoothies now, not gummies. So, so yeah. Got to get up with lingo. Ask for a smoothie, not a gummy. Wow. Fantastic. I should get some illustrations to go with that.
I think I can draw some. I'm a good drawer.
We can make a children's book or whatever. Maybe a pop-up book. Oh, fantastic.
I write good drawings.
You do good drawings. Drawers. English language. We got in this thing the other day, our group text message, me and two of the guys at work, Dylan and another guy, Randy, and someone made, it might have been me, you know, the phrase, I'm a grower, not a shower. And so, but, you know, when you're texting it, it could be, I'm a grower, not a shower.
Right.
And so Randy responded with the little emoji of the bathtub and the shower.
<I'm> like, nice.
Damn English language. Grower rhymes with shower, but not shower. Or shout. Grower rhymes with shower, not shower. It's like, geez. No wonder no one speaks English anymore.
Right.
But the same thing with drawer and drawers. Drawers and drawers. Yeah. So good luck with that on your exams, kids.
Yeah, you're probably going to fail that.
Do they even give exams anymore? Or is it just like everyone wins? Everyone passes?
Fuck, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, my boss was like, I guess his kid had like a 47 in English or something like that. And so he was going to go talk to the teacher about what? I don't know. Like, sorry, your kid shouldn't pass if he's got a 47. How are you going to weasel your way out of that, you know?
Right.
Kid's dumb. Well, I guess I could do this shout out, but...
Yeah, go for it.
Ooh, I could do this. This is kind of 2016 in a nutshell. You know, we're only, what, four and a half months in? And so... this is basically the way society is today. So you got your girl who sneezes, the boy, you know, God bless you, girl. I have a boyfriend, atheist, God doesn't exist, Christian, excuse you, I'm a Calvinist, guy in the back, I'm a vegan. Girl in the front, where do you get your protein? Old guy, back in the day we didn't have protein. Young guy, your generation is the reason our country is failing. College student, no, it's the education system that's failing. Woman kicks down door, did someone say feminism? That guy, while you're all arguing about your petty existences, the world is falling into chaos, you ignorant swine. A troll. Is that why your only action is posting it on Facebook? That's me, by the way. Trump, I will build a wall. Chinese people, that won't work.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought that was funny. I was listening to Fighter and the Kid, and they were talking about, and well done Obama, talking about how, you know, these colleges now, you know, they have all these safe places. Like, if you don't agree with what's going on, you can go to your safe place or whatever. And it's like, this needs to stop. This needs to stop. He's like, getting an education is about learning everything. He's like, so you people who are trying to filter everyone just because you don't agree with their opinions, let them have their opinions. You don't have to agree with it, but don't, whatever. I was actually kind of proud of them there for a bit. You know, like all these Ivy League colleges will censor certain people and not cancel their appointments or cancel their speaking obligations or whatever because, you know, well, we don't want you coming here talking about these things or whatever. It's like, that's not really how it works, so. Yeah, get rid of these safe, stupid safe place, quote-unquote safe places.
All right, shout-outs.
Shout-outs. Let me do these shout-outs. And this is actually kind of serious, too. Not really serious, but kind of like, this is the shout-out to all the people with mediocre talents. The people who can carry a tune but don't have a remarkable voice. The people who can draw more than stick figures but can't develop their own style. Is that you? Is that you?
I'm a stick figure guy.
Yeah, okay. People who have decent imagination but no idea how to write it all out or vice versa. I like this one. The people who can play cover songs but can't write their own music. Yeah.
Yeah.
People who can dance with choreography but not freely. People who can do sports but never make the team. I like the phrase do sports, because that's what I say. Let's go do some sports. The people who are good that just don't feel good enough.
There you go.
People who make podcasts but not billion listener podcasts.
We need to find people like that because it's not us.
That's true. Yeah. I know. Well, that's a shout out to those people.
Shout out to all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, losers.
All right. I guess my open letter?
I'm guessing so.
This is about a dumb bitch. Hey, you dumb hooker bitch. You're such an alcoholic, you break a compass open to get the alcohol out.
Wow.
You use mouthwash to get a buzz, not to clean your breath. You have sex with bumps to get a swig of cheap wine. This next one, very few people get, you will.
Okay.
You sucked Curtis Lowe's dick.
Wow.
You have the shakes. I don't know if it's from lack of alcohol or you have that Muhammad Ali shit going on. You have no ass. From your neck to your ankles, it's like a tabletop. Take that fat from your muffin top and put that in your butt cheeks, yo. Your hair looks like a porcupine's ass with dingleberries.
Oh, my.
You're a compulsive liar. You look like Hitler, but he has a better mustache. Personal hygiene is not a priority for you. You fake snort when you laugh. Doesn't fool anybody. Everybody knows you're a dumbass. Even though you try to convince people, you're smart. Fuck you. I hope you get another DUI and go to jail, you dumb bitch. You laugh at your own jokes because no one else thinks they're funny. Why don't you masturbate with a hot fire poker? I hope you get butt sex by a horny hippopotamus. If you go to the Middle East, they would make you put on 4 layers of veil. When you look in the mirror, it punches you in the face. Fuck you. People have to be talked into fucking you.
We're deceived.
Yeah, this is Jeff saying fuck you. Not signing off, but just fuck you, bitch.
Not literally, apparently. It's going to take some convincing.
Yeah, you have to be talked into it.
There you go. Wow. Tabletop.
Yeah, dude. It's just like...
Wow.
But she can get her muffin top fat into her ass.
Yeah, just get it transferred.
Yeah. They can probably do that shit nowadays.
Little in the booty, a little in the boobies.
No, her boobs are huge.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. There you go. Maybe you should take some from her boobs to put them in her booty.
I'd rather muffin top, keep her boobs big.
All right, there you go. Yeah, fair enough. I do like some big old boobies. I also like tits. I also like fun bags and sweater puppies.
Katy Perry has some nice sweater puppies.
Knockers, Hooters, Jugs. I got nothing else. I was talking, Dylan and I were talking, it's like, man, if we were the kind of guys who could just like snap our fingers and get laid, we'd definitely waste some of those moments on just being ridiculous. Like saying something like, open that hippopotamus mouth wide open, you know, something just weird like that. Or being like, I'm an atheist. Science, math, oh math, you know, stuff like that. Just, you know.
Just because?
Just to see what happens, you know. Like the cool guy from Adam Sandler. If you ever listen to those clips, cool guy where he's like, my slub-a-dub. And the girl's like, I gotta go.
Back when Adam Sandler was actually funny to me.
He was funny, that's true. We watched the Chris Farley show with Paul McCartney yesterday. Dylan had never seen it. So good. You remember that song where it says, the love you take is equal to the love you make? Is that true? That's awesome. Missed that guy. Missed Chris Farley. That's it. I have no more wisdom to impart. I gave all my final examination tips to the kids out there.
Man, I'm just glad you told us how to...
Animal survival tips?
Yeah, I mean, that was great.
It's okay being mediocre. I mean, I don't know what it's like, but if you are, then own it, I guess. I don't know.
All right, well...
Spread the word. Listen, we're still taking applications for interns, but only if you're an attractive female. That's and you've true. Always been a female all your life.
Tell your friends about us.
And, like... Your chromosomes, your genes say that you're a female, not your inner voice. We don't. Sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, you're out of here.
All right. Well, that's it, folks. We'll see you next. Or no, we won't see you. You'll listen next time.
Yeah. Or if you're a hot chick, we'll see you.
All right.
Remember, take it easy, and if it's easy, take it twice.
Oh yeah. I'm not even gonna do mine.
Don't.